Recreational marijuana businesses will soon be legal in California. It's unclear what, if any, enforcement will come from the federal government. But a bill in the state legislature would limit state and local law enforcement agencies from teaming up with the feds on certain marijuana cases. Capital Public Radio's Julia Mietrich has more.
Here's how California Assemblyman Reginald Jones Sawyer describes the state's stance when it comes to working with federal agencies to crack down on illicit marijuana operations.
Our doors are wide open for DEA, Attorney General, and any other federal agencies to come in and close the illegal grows and cultivation retailers.
But Jones Sawyer fears the lawful players will mistakenly get caught up in the feds' net. He authored a bill that would prohibit state and local law enforcement from using their resources to assist a federal agency to investigate, detain, detect, report, or arrest someone for marijuana activity that's legal under state law. Corey Salzillo is legislative director for the California State Sheriff's Association. They oppose the bill. He says it's not simple to make a clean separation between the good and bad players in the marijuana space. He points to specific language in the bill he says would provide protection to a person who has applied for a state license to run a commercial marijuana business.
All you would have to do is apply for a license, and then local law enforcement would be barred from assisting the federal government in any sort of enforcement action that might be going after that person, that while they may be attempting or purporting to do something legal under California law, they may also be engaging in behavior that is unlawful under federal law.
The bill narrowly passed in the Assembly and now moves to the Senate. In Sacramento, I'm Julia Mietrich.